The Boldathon rolls on into hour three. Remember, we'll check in with your bold predictions for the 2024 Packers season.
So be sure to send those in. And I found this interesting, Jason. Matt LaFleur doing his press conference over in Brazil. We don't have Tark to interpret for us.
No, that's true.
But he started off with a bom dia, which I believe is good morning.
Oh, that's good coaching right there.
Yeah, and his quote, the flight was smooth. And I was curious. We talked about this yesterday. Were they going to put the players in those lay-down pods? Majority of the players in the big pods. Great playing, great setup. Great job, Matt Klein, Adam Corzine, and my guy Fleet. So kudos to everybody. Sounds like everybody's super excited over in Brazil. That's what it sounds like to me.
It does sound like that, and I'm glad that their travels were successful. Now we continue with our Boldathon, hour three. And this guy, you can say a lot of things about this guy. And most people have. But you definitely can say he's bold. It is Ben Brust of KBN. Benjamin, how you doing,
buddy?
Triple
B.
I'm doing well. I'm very excited to have made it back into the Boldathon, as I know Jesse made some cuts this year. Very glad to be back. I did feel good about last year's Boldathon, saying that Joe Barry would be fired in the middle of the season. That did not happen, but the writing was on the wall that I felt close enough
to my
bold prediction.
Might as well have after that Buccaneers game.
Thanks, Jesse.
Yeah, but he did. But he didn't get fired.
Yeah, well, but
it's a good bold take.
Lame duck to
very
the end of the year.
Very bold take, and it turned out in the long run you were right, but you weren't right about the bold. But that's the beauty of the Boldathon.
We don't
want you kind of wimpying it around. Jump in, Benny. And what are you going to jump in with this year?
Well, I got a bunch of different stuff. I know it's only supposed to be one.
For the drum roll,
this is perfect. I believe that I will be invited to a family dinner at the LaFleur residence. Oh, I thought Jason would get a kick out of that one.
You're starting to turn into Jesse, which is not something that you really
people have compared
hear.
Us, and it always breaks my heart.
Yeah, both looks-wise and not, which I always thought was unfair to you. No offense, Jesse, but I always thought that was unfair to you, Ben, when that was the case. You made the Boldathon somehow about yourself?
No, that's not what I'm doing.
Bold. That is bold. I'll give you that.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's bold. Of course it's bold. The next one that is not Packers but Packers adjacent is Davante Adams will be traded to the Jets midseason, and David Bakhtiari will sign with the Jets as to make Green Bay East even more Green Bay East. And then I got my...
Hey, thank you. Okay.
Can we get Tarek back on?
Can we chime in on your bowl? Like, this isn't a rapid-fire Boldathon, Benny.
Well, I was very proud when I saw that at the 10 o'clock hour is 10:10 when you guys got in there. I thought it was going to be 11:15, so if we got room to play,
We know you're very important, so we always are making sure we keep up with what your schedule is. The David Bakhtiari part, that ain't going to happen. He ain't going to the Jets. Now, the Devontae part, Evan Cohen, which, am I right on this, Ben? Totally lame that they're going to be linked to. This isn't like you're just talking out loud. You're making a bold prediction. He might be linked to.
What is he, Adam Schefter?
Is he Wildy? What is he, Wildy, is what I thought.
That's for you guys.
Hedging and like, oh, he might do this. But the Devontae to the Jets would be fascinating. I don't think that'll happen, but it is a bold, bold play if that's what the Jets end up doing.
And now for the real drum roll here of the Boldathon for 2024.
You're sure you got one now? There's not like three more to build up to this one?
I promise, Jason. I'm trying to do my best to be long-winded on this segment. I'm doing my best you impersonation
to honor me,
right now.
Yeah, good one. Good. Sick burn, bro.
I believe that Josh Jacobs will break the single-game rushing record held by Amon Green at 218 yards, and he will finish second to Amon Green in all-time for a single-season rushing yards because nobody's going to touch that 1,880-plus from Amon Green. He will pass Jim Taylor above the 1,400. He will finish second in the Packers' single-season rushing yards record. The guy ran for 1,000 yards on first down when he led the league in rushing. He is completely undervalued right now, and what an asset he can be for Matt LaFleur. Aaron Jones, who averaged 5 yards a carry in his career, is 15th on the list for Green Bay Packers players for a single season at around like 1,100. So I like Josh Jacobs to make a bigger impact. I don't think he's being talked about enough. I think with Matt LaFleur and having a competent offense and not being the Las Vegas Raiders, that he's going to have a massive impact and Josh Jacobs will be taking this team by storm.
Tausch, your thoughts.
Benny must not listen to the show is what my thoughts are. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm going to say.
Who did it?
Tausch.
I mean, that was my bold prediction, is that he's going to break the record. So I'm glad I went first. That's why I'm glad I went first.
I thought you guys go last, so you can see what everyone picks.
Hey, Jesse, I think we found who you're going to keep out of next year.
I'm not going to be invited back.
Benny actually makes bold predictions. So
this is like one of those undrafted guys when they drop a pass in the fourth quarter of the first preseason game, and you just know that's toast for them.
I feel like Amari Rodgers right now.
Can't wait to have Gabe back in the regular rotation next year. We've got an opening at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. Benny, I appreciate your boldness. The Bakhtiari one was definitely bold. I'll be very curious if he plays, frankly, at all. I feel like he's in a place where he is, Tausch, tell me if I'm wrong here, kind of like Ryan Tannehill. When somebody loses their stud left tackle, then David's going to be picking up the phone when people call. But until then, he's not.
Yeah, I think first off, you got to see if he's going to be able to play.
Mm-hmm.
And then for him, obviously financial, I would be shocked if he goes somewhere as big of a turf anti-advocate as he's been.
Correct.
He ain't going to go play on turf. And then the money has to make some sense, and you have a chance to win a championship. If those all four of those things don't, yeah.
And if I'm being honest with you guys, after listening to Mark Silverman, Sylvie, at the 10:45 portion of the show before I went on, I did want to go bold and say that there would be the Bears would make the playoffs and maybe only the Lions and Bears make the playoffs. But like hearing Sylvie kind of Johnny Hedge as the Bears fan.
Yeah, he will be for sure.
Yeah, that can't even believe that his own team is the pregame host of the network coverage on the Bears radio network. Couldn't get himself to say anything that bold. I was like, he's giving me everything I need to know about what's actually going on in that building.
So since you both are so confident in Josh Jacobs, my question... Jesse, I swear Jesse only puts up texts that criticize people today.
That's good. I like that.
Daniel the landscaper, not good in his opinion, your bold take. I'm curious, how problematic is it for this offense then if Josh Jacobs, who did miss 5 games last year with a quad injury, since you guys both were bold about Jacobs, how much trouble would the Packers be in if something happens to him and he misses time?
I mean, it wouldn't be great because you got two younger guys that you're going to rely on to carry what we're expecting would be a bigger load than Aaron Jones from Josh Jacobs, and I wouldn't feel confident in that. I mean, I think it would just make them a little bit more one-dimensional in the pass game. But
so is he the second most important player on offense after Jordan Love? More so than anybody on the offensive line, more so than any of the wide receivers or tight ends. Is he the guy that after Jordan Love they cannot live without?
I'm comfortable saying yes because we saw what happened when Christian Watson went down. Other guys stepped up,
right.
And we know it's by committee from a wide receiver standpoint. Tucker Kraft seemingly had a good end of training camp, and Luke Musgrave was kind of eh. But you have two guys there, and when he went down with lacerated kidney, Tucker Kraft stepped up. The offensive line, it's unfair to say, but they usually figure it out. You know, you have a little bit of depth, not a ton of depth, but you've seen Elgton Jenkins basically play every position on the offensive line. There's been talks of moving guys to center. Does Sean Ryan go to center? If Josh Myers goes down? Like, there are solutions. What is that solution at the running back position outside of what you had said with Jordan Love, which is Malik Willis, which I don't think a lot of people are going to be like, yeah, I'm super high on a guy that couldn't even get reps for the Tennessee Titans.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Benny,
the Tennessee Titans. I like that.
I lost 20 pounds and kept my muscle. That is Ben Brust's bold take. Benny, I look forward to talking to you on KBN later today, pal.
Oh, man. I feel disappointed in myself.
You should be. Yeah, you should be.
I'll take ownership, and I'll be better when I'm back 5 years from now.
That might be too soon.
Maybe next Olympiad.
5 years a long time. Yeah, 5 years a long time.
That is Ben Brust. You can hear him on KBN making all kinds of bold statements and sometimes plagiarizing Tausch. He changed it a little bit. He tweaked it a tiny bit, but he basically took the same take.
He tweaked it to be less bold.
That's true. He did.
Yeah, he tweaked it, made it less bold.
And if Tausch wants to take legal action, I got just the guy to handle the case. Our friend David Gruber. Gruber Law says, one call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Have you been injured in a serious accident? Has one of your colleagues taken your bold take and made it less bold? 414-276-6666. Gruber Law says, one call, that's all. Who will we call next? Stick around and find out. It's Wilde and Tausch's Boldathon.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Boldathon rolls on. The third annual Boldathon, where we take bold predictions from some of our famous friends and favorite people. And we even got one from Gabe Neitzel after he was snubbed by Jesse Nelson, the director and organizer of the Boldathon. Here are two members of that show who were invited to take part in the Boldathon. First, we welcome the three-time Pro Bowler who I compared Tucker Kraft to and took some grief on this program. It is the legendary Mark Chmura. Chewy, good morning.
Hello, men. How are you?
What's up, dude? And
hi, guy.
And the biggest star of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. You see her every week on College Game Day. She is the storyteller of all storytellers in that realm. It is Jen Latta on Wilde and Tausch. Jen, good morning. How are you?
Hello, man.
What's up, dude? Not that work to say. Although I don't know how many. Never mind. I'm not going to get into that pooping thing that you told
Jen,
like, the first week you're on the show.
Hey, Jen, are your kids all saying, bruh?
You guys would not believe what Jen said as the show ended today, and I was sitting there because I had to do. You wouldn't. Jen, if you want to say it, you can say it, but I'm not going to say it.
Is it filthy?
But it was definitely definitely dude talk. It was dude talk.
All right, Jen, let's hear it.
She said, never do these two things at the same time, if you know what I mean. Sneeze and bleep.
Yes, I said to them, I had to blow my nose, and I said I was very conscious about squeezing my butt cheeks together so I didn't toot at the same time.
Huh. Wow, it is a dude. It is a dude Thursday.
That is dude. Totally. That's good stuff.
All right. Well,
sorry, Jen, for diving you.
No, that's good. That's good. Okay. That was a good addition. Hopefully, you guys will be bolder.
That's bold.
Than,
if you're not gonna squeeze your cheeks, that's bold. It's bold if you're gonna do that,
and potentially problematic. Quite frankly,
yes.
All right.
Not
well.
Beautiful.
Now that we've offended Gabe, but he still found a way to get onto the program, which we appreciate him crashing the party, you two were invited by Jesse. I would say ladies first, but after that story, Chewy, you get to go first on your bold prediction.
My bold prediction is that Aaron Charles Rodgers will win the NFL Comeback Player of the Year. No, that was a pump fake. That was a pump fake. He's gonna win that one.
Thanks, Tarek.
God, that sucks. That is really not very bold. Who else is even going to be in the running for that? Like, if A-Rod plays 50 snaps, he might win that thing.
Well, didn't they guys officially change the qualifications for that award after DeMar Hamlin didn't win it? Wasn't that a big thing in the last calendar year?
Ooh, yeah. I don't know what they. I don't know the particulars of how they changed the parameters of it. But again, you were head faking us, Chewy, being the outstanding. By the way, I never heard any stories about you playing basketball at BC. And we got Tom Pelissero on the NFL Network telling stories about him playing against Doug Flutie in pickup games. So I'm not sure what you were doing when you were on campus there. But what is your actual bold prediction for the Packers this season?
My bold prediction is that Aaron will win the NFL MVP.
And what's your Packers prediction?
We lost him. He dropped.
Wait.
He dropped us.
He gave two Aaron Rodgers-related predictions, and then he left?
Yeah, he mic dropped us.
This is quite an operation we're running. Well, so, Jen, how's it going?
Let's see if we can get him back.
No, don't bother. If he doesn't even have a Packers prediction, we're good. We got Jen now. We'll just talk to her.
I really appreciate when other people get to experience the wild card that is Mark Chmura. It makes me, like, I feel like I'm seen, you know, and that's super helpful for me. So I'm real thankful that you guys got to experience that.
I got to be honest. It's been an interesting day today. I mean, we love Tarek Saleh, but he basically gave some sort of breakdown of the game and how much the Eagles are going to miss Jason Kelce, which, again, is not what we're doing here.
Yeah, it's an interesting deal.
So Jennifer, I turn it over to you for your bold prediction about the Packers season.
Yeah, this is a save the segment kind of thing here, guys. My bold prediction for the 2024-2025 Packers season is that they will run the table in the NFC North.
My bold prediction is that Oregon will win the national championship in the college football playoff. Do I hear Chewy chuckling in the background? Is he back?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm sorry. It keeps dropping for some reason. But here's my reasoning why Aaron's going to win the MVP. Okay, two quarterbacks ago, they shipped the guy out who wasn't ready to leave. And what did he do when he went to Minnesota?
Jason, he did pretty well for himself.
I believe he finished second in the MVP voting.
I believe you're right, which was very surprising.
So, I mean, when we counted Aaron out a couple of years ago, he won two MVPs. For people to think that he is not going to play very well this year, I don't get it. And that's the one thing I've learned about the guy is you don't bet against him. Tausch, you know that better than anyone, and I think he's going to have a hell of a year. I don't know how the Jets are going to wind up, but Aaron, you know, when you doubt that guy, he plays his best football, and that's why I think if he doesn't finish first, he will finish in the top three.
So the year that Favre had that great year in Minnesota, he did not win the MVP. Peyton Manning won it. The Colts went 14-2. Peyton Manning only threw 33 touchdowns that year. So I thought, oh, maybe it was that year that he threw. Didn't he have like a 50-touchdown season or something?
That was with Denver.
Yeah. I mean, he didn't. I'm surprised that Favre actually didn't win the MVP that year. Chewy, since you're back and now Jen's time has been eaten up by you because you've returned, do you have any sort of prediction that actually relates to the Packers? Because that's kind of what we're doing here.
It relates to the Packers. Well, I can give you something that I think is ironic. I think tomorrow they're going to win by a field goal to win the game.
That's kind of bold. I'll give you that one.
That is bold.
I mean, that's as bold as I got, really.
Okay.
But I think they're going to have a great season. I think they're going to be 11-6. I don't think they're going to win the Super Bowl, but definitely the NFC Championship is within their reach.
Joey's bold prediction. I think they're going to have a great season. Okay.
Let's run Tarks and Chewies just back to back. As
all right,
far as
hold
the
on.
Bold of thought
and
we're
I,
gonna be
and I think this the Eagles are really going to miss hold Jason on. Kelce.
Hold on. Because Jesse wasn't the one that contacted me. It was Josh. So he said, can you do the bold predictions tomorrow? And I texted him back and I said, does it have to be Packer related? And he said, no. So it's not my fault, technically.
It's not your fault. Joshy, come on, big cat. Oh, boy.
Chewie and I are connected now. We're good for future rap. We'll be way better prepared for next year.
If you're going to snub someone, it won't be him.
Tausch, it would be like you, Diamond, you out saying, well, Tausch said tag. He didn't say Ed. So I kind of helped them double team instead of single blocked, and I've been known to do that a few times in my
career. There you go.
Just say, Chewie, just whatever you're just say, I got my guy. I don't know what the hell these other guys are doing.
There
we
go. I learned from number four, and he was the best.
What was it? Hot off the three technique?
Hot off the tree technique.
It's a Frank Winnersism. All right, Jen, before we let you go, since we're really not following the protocols of anything that's going on the Boldathon during this segment, what do you got for us coming up on ESPN? What should we be looking forward to on future? What stories are you working on? Because you know how much I enjoy your storytelling on College Game Day.
Oh, well, that's really nice of you, Jason. Coming up on College Game Day, I was in Madison yesterday to tell the story of Derek Jensen. He is a freshman offensive lineman. People probably have seen him. He's the kid who was singing the John Legend song. It went viral, not just on the Badgers Instagram and social sites, but on a bunch of other ones as well, because he was really, really good. He actually has had a really rough year. So we're going to tell his story and how the reaction to his performance by his teammates really has helped him feel like he belongs in Madison, and this is his second family.
Well, you've told some great stories. I still, the tragedy of Spencer Webb out at Oregon, I thought you handled it beautifully. I look forward to watching that, and I look forward to joining. Does that mean it's a dude Friday tomorrow? Or are you not going to be, or I guess even if you're on the show, it's still probably a dude Friday.
I will be traveling tomorrow for College Game Day, but very much looking forward to tuning in. So you guys don't think that them sweeping the division is a bold prediction? Is that what I was picking up there?
I thought the logistics of how this segment played out prevented us from giving you your just desserts.
I'm going to be honest with you. This is exactly how I thought this segment was going to play out. I'm not. Are you surprised by any of this? I certainly am not.
I mean, Chewie,
the least surprising part?
Yes, of course you may. It'll be the first one you've made.
Oh, burn, Jason.
Me and Jen will not be invited next year for the bold predictions.
Well, it'll depend, because Gabe will be in charge of all the invitations, and he'll be taking over Bullstream TV play-by-play as well. We enjoy both of you. I look forward to talking to you, Chewie, tomorrow on Jen, Gabe, and Chewie, minus Jen, who will be traveling. Thanks for bringing this levity and enjoyment to the Boldathon, both of you. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.
That was fun. That was not you. That went exactly how you thought it was going to go.
Yeah, I legit with Chewie. I think Jen nailed it.
It's a wild card.
You don't have a clue, and I love that. I love it. When he said Aaron Rodgers at first, I thought, no, that's not even bold. Comeback player of the year. Well, yeah, he blew his Achilles out.
That was his head fake. That was his pump fake.
But then he came back with another Aaron Rodgers take.
That was
bold. And
then
I'm thinking, all right, and then he hangs up and goes, and you're kind of just like, all right, yeah, whatever. It's how it goes. But I think sweeping the division really comes down to, you think they're going to sweep the Lions. And that is, not many people feel like they're going to sweep the Lions.
This was not going to be my Boldathon prediction. I'm not even sure if I have one, considering that I didn't get to do one early in the show, and I'm not very bold. I think the Bears are going to win one of their two matchups with the Packers. I think the streak will end for Matt LaFleur, 10 straight wins over the Bears. He may make it 11, but I don't think he's going to make it 12.
Is this your bold pick or not?
No, this is just a statement of my opinion.
Oh.
This is I have something holstered for bold coming up a little
can
bit later.
You know, the least bold
about Aaron Rodgers.
No. Is that Jesse, who is trying to act like he's booking all these guests, he doesn't even book Chewy.
Yeah.
He has Josh book Chewy, and then Josh, he doesn't tell Josh any of the parameters, just Josh handle it for me. And this is what happens. What are you shaking your head about there, Jell?
You.
Me?
Yeah, what just you. Just you.
Oh, you.
Oh, you.
All right, great segment. All right, we need to keep the train moving. Jesse, do you have a bold prediction for the final portion of the program?
I will have one. If you have one, I have one.
I do.
More important for you to have one, I would
say. I do. I have one as well. Josh has booked me for my final segment of the show, but he hasn't really told the rules for it. What I can't tell you...
Oh, by the way, Tark just texted me, said Jesse told him no parameters on
of any kind.
So nothing. No parameters at all is what he
I'm going to need you to hold a little convention for you and all your former players who have played in the league to review when I send a text that says your bold Packers prediction for the coming season, what that sentence actually means. I think we're going to have a session on that.
Hey, don't you get snappy with old T. I understood the deal. You have to know, just like a good coach, you have to know what your guys need. These guys obviously didn't get the parameters of what you were hoping for. Fair?
Yeah.
Clearly.
Well, we will continue with our bold you're never disappointed when it comes to Steinhoffels, and I love that they're doing this. This is such a cool thing that they're doing. Steinhoffels is honoring Special Spaces and their milestone of 20 years of creating dream bedrooms for children fighting cancer. This month, when you visit Steinhoffels and test rest a mattress, Steinhoffels will donate $20 to Special Spaces Wisconsin, and you'll get a $20 restaurant gift card. Plus, remember, every time the Packers make a field goal this year, whether it's Braden Narveson or whoever else, they're donating $1,000 to Special Spaces. So every time they kick a field goal, more funds go to Special Spaces, which is such a great organization. And don't forget, too, if you come and test rest the mattress, you get your $20 restaurant gift card. You also get those $20 that Steinhoffels donates to Special Spaces. But on top of all that, you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to the January Packers game. All that and helping a great cause as well. Check out steinhoffels.com to find out more or swing by your local Steinhoffels store. More of the Boldathon next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
So, Jesse, when you were booking our Boldathonians and you were deciding who should be the closer, the Josh Hader, the Devin Williams, the Santa Claus at the end of the parade, who else did you consider?
Me.
Yeah. That's shocking.
That doesn't surprise me.
And then I thought, you know what? We should really go to the top.
Well, we did.
So there was really no other consideration, I will admit.
Okay, well, here he comes at the end of the parade. The crowd is going wild. You hear him on Sunday Karma, on the Sundays on which we have Sunday Karma. And he is also the founder.
Wow. Taking shots at the big dog. Interesting.
Oh, wow. I'm on it whenever it's
on. Interesting strategy. Yeah, that's bold. Boldest thing you've done all day.
It is Craig Karmazin on Wilde and Tausch. Craig, good morning. How are you?
Great to be with you. So has this been bold? Do I need to be as bold as Tarik Salah? Like, how bold do we go today?
It's been kind of a mixed bag, frankly.
Craig, I'm not going to lie to you. If you have something bold, please share it, because it's been very lukewarm boldness, in my opinion, today. Very lukewarm.
Yeah,
it's been a meh-a-thon.
I don't know if I'm going to be bold by your bold standards.
Probably
so,
not.
Okay. So, first bold statement. The Packers' defense will increase their takeaways by 50%. That's pretty bold,
what
right?
Is that? What number does that end up being, then? Help me understand the math.
18 last year, which would get them to 27.
27, okay.
Okay, so right, last year, that put them at 26th in the NFL. And 27 would put them in the top five of the NFL. So that is a major bold move there.
Well, and they had seven interceptions. And I will be absolutely stunned if they don't at least, I mean, Homer was going to go bold and say triple it. I think they will double it. Double it. So there you go. That
but
would get them to 14.
Okay, so overall takeaways will be up by 50%. Number two, and this one goes a little the opposite of what they're saying, the Packers will lose to every team in the NFC North once, and they will actually win at Chicago and then lose in Week 18 at home at Lambeau Field.
With something to play for? Not just resting their guys?
With something to play for both teams.
All right.
Not to say that the Bears will finish ahead of them, but both teams will have things at stake.
All right, Craig. I know
Craig,
you're
do the Bears make the playoffs? Do you think the Bears are making the playoffs?
Yes. I think that will be for the Bears to get in the playoffs and for the Packers from a seeding standpoint, because I think the Packers will be ahead of the Bears, but that'll get the Bears in, and it'll be Packers seeding.
All right, Craig, I know you're out of...
Winning the division or the Lions?
That I'm not sure. I'm not bold enough to pick a team in the division yet. I'm saving that for my show.
That would be
two other quickies for you.
That would be pretty bold for my show.
We will complete week 10 of the NFL season, and Braden Narveson will not have missed a kick in the first
That's
10 weeks
really
of the
bold.
Season.
All right. Okay. I like it.
And finally, this one happened last year, so you wouldn't think it's bold, but I think it's pretty crazy bold if it happens. Jaden Reed, double-digit touchdowns once again this year.
Okay. All right, Craig, I know we got to let you go quickly. Are you in my club, especially with us being the flagship of Chicago Bears football on ESPN Chicago? Are you in my club that you want Caleb Williams to be really good and Jordan Love to be really good, so we have a great rivalry between the Packers and the Bears for the next decade plus?
No, I just want Caleb Williams to be good. I mean, we have so much money invested in the Chicago Bears that literally I don't have, if there's any like karma I can spend, it's on Caleb Williams being good. And that's all I can worry about right now, because if he's not, then the millions and millions we've invested and all of our teammates, we just need Caleb Williams to be good.
That's bold. Thanks, Craig.
Thanks, guys.
Honest. That's very honest. How bold that is. That sounded like a lot of honesty.
The transparent-a-thon.
Bear down, Chicago Bears.
Oh, my God.
The new theme song of Sunday Karma when it's on. All right. We will wrap up the bold-a-thon with Jesse's bold prediction and mine. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
I would would like to say we've come to the end of another successful Boldathon. But I like to be accurate. It's been a little herky-jerky. Hey, the Packers made the playoffs last year, but I keep saying there's going to still be growing pains. There's still going to be ups and downs for this team, and that's kind of how our third annual Boldathon has gone as well. All right, Jesse, you and I are the only ones left to give our Boldathon bold takes. Do you want to go first or do you want to go last?
I'll go first because okay. I think yours might end up being better than mine if I have to guess.
No doubt.
So last year, you may recall my bold prediction, which was very, very accurate. One of the best of the Boldathon last year.
It was a good one.
Was that the Packers would advance further in the postseason than the reigning NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
And that is exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm. Kudos to you, Jesse.
Surprised you let yourself on the show.
Unfortunately, the Packers entering this season fit the same formula that I thought the Eagles, who reached the Super Bowl the year before, had.
Wow, he's going to do it. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I believe the Green Bay Packers will not finish with double-digit wins in 2024.
Are they making the playoffs?
You totally chickened out. You were debating whether you had the jump.
Because here's what I think. The NFC is still...
He's scared.
The NFC is still... No, this is accuracy.
Chicken. You're going to end up in the... in the warming section of Quick Trip.
You guys just chickened
at me. It's not even Wednesday. You're not going to get them for $9.99.
I just got clucked at. Here's what I think. The NFC The NFC is still the weaker of the two conferences. So even if the Packers finish 9-8 for a third straight year, I do believe that they can and will still be a playoff team.
They finished 8-9 2 years ago.
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah. They lost that game to Detroit. So if they finish 9-8 for the second straight year, just like last year, I believe they can and will still be a playoff team. And as you have said, Jason, they may be a better team this year than they were a season ago. But the schedule is more difficult. There will be a little bit of a learning curve with a new defensive coordinator. Bigger challenges out of the gates, including tomorrow night in Brazil. I think there will be more losses or the same amount of losses for a team that actually takes a step forward as its performance altogether this year. But I think record-wise, they will not reach 10 wins in 2024.
All right, that is Jesse's bold prediction, which he totally pulled his punches on. He was going to predict that they missed the playoffs.
Yeah, he was there. He chickened out. Do it, now, and then he does not want to deal with the backlash.
No,
yeah. I can't blame him for that.
I surveyed the NFC, and I realized there's a lot of bad teams in the NFC still, but the Packers' schedule is a lot tougher than a year ago.
All right. 343 completions on 502 attempts, a 68.3% completion percentage. 4,643 yards, 45 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, a passer rating of 122.5. Those were Aaron Rodgers' numbers when he won his first NFL MVP. And Jordan Love will put up, I want to say the exact same numbers, but he would have to attempt 502 passes. And he will put up virtually the same exact numbers on his way to his first NFL MVP award this season.
Ah, that is bold. Very, very, very bold.
68.3% of your passes, that's a lot to complete. 45 touchdown passes against 6 picks, that's a lot. But that is my bold prediction for Jordan Love. I don't know if you've heard, but I like Jordan. We will see how this season goes. We will save this.
A little update. Yeah, I love it, Jason. It is the boldest thing you've done. A little update from Ferreira. You know Ferreira? He's a reporter, I guess.
Mike Ferreira, the old referee?
No, somebody on Twitter, Ferreira. He's down in Brazil.
Wendell Ferreira.
Wendell Ferreira. Sean Ryan taking all the reps with the ones. Looks like Sean Ryan taking all the reps with the ones.
Wait, they had their walkthrough open to everyone?
Well, Wendell was there.
When in Brazil.
Hey, give Wendell credit. He's down
no
there
doubt
grinding.
About it. That's it for us today. We will do it again tomorrow. Thanks for taking part in the Boldathon. Especially you, Tarek. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.